plug, we wanted to dive into a fic that was set in one of the cartoon universes, which is what we're exploring in this episode. And we were really excited to find the wonderful Quit While You're Ahead by Magikassen, which is set in Avengers Assemble, which never ever talked about in our interview that you just heard before this. It is 14,000 words, one shot. It's mostly features gay chicken, like acknowledged gay chicken, which is so much fun. And it really nails that that tone of Avengers Assemble that Never Ever was talking about. That's like, it's a comfortable, it's a nice, comfortable place to be. So it was really easy to just sit back and enjoy this one, I found.
Yeah, and you've watched Avengers Assemble or not?
I've watched some of it, yeah. Not all of it.
Okay. So, like, I haven't watched any of it, and I keep saying I will, and probably someday I will, or it'll just be, like, famously, I'm in, like, my 70s, and I still haven't watched it, and it becomes a thing I'll never watch.
You won't be able to, like, access the files anymore, because nobody uses that, like...
they're not beamed into the chips in our brain or whatever we have.
Yeah, there you go.
So I have no experience with Avengers Assemble outside of fic and screenshots. And I still found this completely charming, really, really accessible, didn't feel foreign to me at all. And it felt just like a more confident, soft side of the Stony I read in other ships, in other universes.
Yeah, I think that one of the great things about the cartoon universes, like one of the reasons why they're fun to write in, is because they sort of strip it down to make it accessible for children. So it's a little simpler, a little more straightforward, a little bit more obvious, but it also tends to have less consistent struggle or constant re-traumatizing. The things that change or are difficult or stressful are usually resolved in an episode or maybe in an arc with a couple of episodes. And so you feel like you get a really solid carry through of things being okay, because the episodes mostly start with them okay and they mostly end with them okay. And so there's this sort of prevailing feeling that there's a baseline of comfort. Whereas in the comics and the movies, there's no obligation to fix things by the end. There's no, you know, messages or morals necessarily they're trying to teach to young people. And the result is that it can really kind of pile on and some things don't get resolved. And that can be sort of a lot when you're trying to build a story of your own within this world that is so complicated and at times stressful and full of drama and trauma and difficulty and challenges. And you're just trying to fit your fic in there somewhere where it fits. And this is also like, it fits in with the whole 2012 Tower fic aesthetic. With AA, you just get, you get several seasons of the 2012 Tower aesthetic, and you can have a lot, you can stretch your wings a little bit more and still be in that feeling. I feel like that's one of the main appeals. And I think that this fic really exemplifies that.
Yeah. I'm just, as you're talking, I'm realizing, are there like angst fics in the cartoon verses?
Yeah, I mean, I can't put my finger on one I've read for AA. EMH goes a little darker, and there are some fics that deal with some of the darker stuff, with like especially with the Purple Man, which is one of the most popular EMH episodes, where people kind of were like, "What if it didn't get fixed?" and that kind of thing. So I think EMH tends to get darker than AA does, but I mean, I've read super angsty AVAC fics, so people will do anything.
That's true. Yeah. Especially because AVAC was like high school and that is like,
there was very little inherent angst.
Yeah. Interesting. Okay. Yeah. I liked this fic. First of all, I'm a sucker for gay chicken.
Me too, as evidenced by the fact that that has been my Discord status for approximately 4 years now.
Yeah. I still don't even know how to set a Discord status. But
I set mine before they changed the system. And for a while, I actually couldn't change it because they changed the system and it didn't think I had a status anymore. And so it was just stuck that way. But now I can actually fix it. But why would you want to?
Yeah. I mean, we should all be gay chicken aficionados when it's consensual gay chicken.
And I play to win.
Yes. So it's interesting watching them flirt with each other in this way, that it's a game and it's not a game at the same time.
Yeah. So just for anyone who hasn't read the fic, obviously, spoiler alert, so you should go run read it now if you want to. But brief synopsis, Steve and Tony make a bet that they're going to play gay chicken. They're acknowledging that they're playing gay chicken. And the idea is whoever caves first basically loses. The goal is to just flirt with the other one until they become so uncomfortable they call it off. But obviously, that's not quite how it goes.
Yeah, but obviously, instead, they fuck. Yeah. So,
as one does.
As one does. But no, it's just, it's them. It's everything I love about Stoney in how comfortable they are with each other and how they bring out the best in each other in their flirty softness.
Yeah.
Yeah, like it's just like these two men love each other in multiple definitions of that word. And you feel that throughout Magic's writing.
I was surprised by how, like, I was expecting there to be more, like, embarrassing isn't quite the right word, but they're supposed to be trying to push each other. And yet most of the time when they were flirting, it just felt very, like, you have Tony's internal monologue and he's like dying because he obviously wants it to be real and it's not. But even when they were trying to like outdo each other and push the other into discomfort, they don't try that hard. Like, they're mostly just having a good time.
Yeah, they're not out to really win in this way. I mean, I think if I was going to write a gay chicken fic in alts, it would look a lot different.
Yeah.
Like, a lot different, but also in MCU. And if I was going to, like, this is still a really, I just love you and you're still my best friend and this is still supposed to be fun. And so I'm not going to needle you. I'm not going to do anything else. I'm just going to flirt with you because that's what I want to do anyway. And I'll say too, for anyone who hasn't watched AA and is nervous, like, oh, what if I don't get things? Like, again, not watched a single thing. There's a character in it that I recognize from one of the video games I've played. I have no relationship with this character. I don't really care. It just showed up as though I was reading a novel and another character was there. It was not a really big deal. I didn't get lost. And I think what I hear most often from people who know that I am trying to read wider, I guess, and are kind of asking for advice, they often say, like, well, what if I stumble on a character I don't know? Like, I don't really want to have to Google stuff from a fic. And I'm like, I totally get that. And there are definitely fics I've read in other and non-MCU universes where I'm just like, Jesus Christ, I don't want to have to go to Marvel Wiki right now. This one's just not for me. But this one absolutely was not one of them. It was just immersive and fun from the jump.
Yeah, and if you do know the show at all, there are references in there that, you know, really set it in AA, but yeah, they're not prohibitive. It's explained just enough that you feel really comfortable where you are. And yeah. Speaking of the boys being so soft with each other, I think that, like, the line for me that really exemplified that was actually at the very end when Steve finally confesses to Tony that, you know, he wasn't really playing to win. He was just playing to get to touch Tony. And Tony's laughing and it's a very soft, like, I love what I think of as like the tingle moment when you're kind of like, oh my God, it's coming. And like, yes, all this stuff yes. happens and you're just like, ah, they're going to confess. And it's very like, there's that line where it's just like, oh. But in this one, it was a very gentle, soft, sweet reveal. And Tony says, you don't have to worry. I feel the same way. And he says it so early on in their conversation about it. Like, there's no point where Steve's like, oh, never mind, I guess you don't. He like pulls away or tries to run out of the room or whatever, and Tony has to stop him. Tony just immediately is like, yeah, me too. And I just found that really, really soft.
And it was, there was like their normal, you know, death was imminent at one point because this is them. And like, we have to have that conversation about like fighting and listening on the field and all that kind of other things. But like fundamentally, it is a soft fic. And yeah. Like, oh, it was a delight to read, really. So Magic, thank you.
Yeah. We also have to talk about how hot it was.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's transition from softness to hardness. Yeah, it's really fucking hot.
Yeah. The grinding scene on the dance floor, I was like as frustrated that it was interrupted as they were. I was like, excuse me, please go back and finish that.
Yeah, exactly. And I'll tell you, like, there's something about really heavy flirting through dancing that just gets me.
I find dancing very hard to write because I'm a terrible dancer. And I also find it hard to like visualize people dancing, presumably because I'm bad at dancing and therefore can't even make people fake dance in my head.
Okay.
So I always really struggle with dance scenes. And sometimes when I'm reading them, I'm like, I'm just awkward because I can't make it happen in my head. And yeah, this one, you know, first of all, they abandoned the dancing pretty quickly. So
pretty quickly, yeah.
The other things they were doing, I'm very good at.
Noted.
So I had no problem with that whatsoever. Yeah, and there's the whole, like, it's a little bit public, but they are at, like, a club where that's expected, so it's not, like, gonna bother anyone, but it adds this little air of spice where it's, like, they're undercover, and it's in public, and they just get so caught up in each other that they can't even remember to keep pretending to dance.
Yeah, and I love it. I always think about, like, who... if I was at the party watching them do that or whatever, like in my mind, in this universe, the whole world understands that Iron Man and Captain America are in love with each other. And there's whole Tumblr things about it.
So and what they're undercover.
Like, yeah. They're totally undercover and like, and you know, whatever, but like, I'd be like texting my friends and be like, these two dudes are about to fuck on the dance floor.
Someone's live tweeting it.
Yeah, exactly. I've not read a lot of magic stuff. Everything I've read, I've enjoyed, but this is probably of everything I've read, this is my favorite of their work. So,
yeah, it's, I'm really glad that I love Gay Chicken. So it was like off the bat, something that I knew I was going to love. And, Avengers is like, sometimes I like things to be rough. I like it to be like a challenging emotional experience. And this managed to even feel like a little hurt comforty, but in a gentle way that, yeah, I think would have widespread appeal even for people who don't like her comfort. They wouldn't necessarily lean into how much Tony's stressing about it because Steve is so soft about it. And for people who do like her comfort, you can kind of let yourself wallow with Tony's, you know, fears and frustrations a little bit more. And that works in that regard too. Kind of bimodal. Yeah,
it's a great fluff fic without any saccharin. Like yeah. It's just really soft and gentle and lovely in the way that really good non-cotton candy. I mean, like, I love good cotton candy fluff with the best of them, but every once in a while you want something to take the edge off the sweetness.
It's like angel food cake.
Yes.
Still fluffy, but not just made of sugar.
Not just made of sugar. There's a little bit of substance there. And so as you are, whenever you're listening to this, we're recording this at the end of the year of August.
I think you've said that about every second episode for every month.
Yeah, I'm going to keep saying it because this year has been at least 45 years long. You cannot convince me otherwise.
Like the fact that we started this like less than 8 months ago. No, clearly we've been doing this for at least 3 years.
Oh, easily. Like I have known you my entire life.
Mm.
Yeah, easily. But so whenever you're listening to this, if you're looking for a kind of pick me up, this is a good falling asleep fic, I would say. Just something like completely contained, really readable and really lovely to round out a day. We would definitely recommend Quit While You're Ahead.